we're getting on a weekly basis and a daily basis, actually, there's people who are leaving, their friends are going, telling them that things is good in Australia or Canada or wherever the case may be, and they're following suit and they're heading off. We're losing the drain. Is happening in Buncanna as much as any other town in Ireland, Greg.
You're the mayor of the town, and I suppose you're tasked to some extent with plotting for the future. Do you believe that this, you know, is part of the process, or does something need to be done to try and keep these people at home?
Well, obviously, it would be much nicer if we could keep our youth and our educated people at home and encourage them that they have a job and set up an Inishowen in Buncanna, set up their own houses and rear their families. But unfortunately, that's not the way it is. That's not the way it's going to happen for a wee while. And people that are looking to go away to Australia, Canada, America, wherever they may be going, they have to go to find jobs, because certainly there are none in this area.
And is there a sense, too, that the agencies have now deserted Inishowen? We take IDA, for example. We know they're focusing on gateway towns such as Letterkenny, for example.
Well, this is a strategy that's been brought in by the government, that they're going to focus on gateway towns. To me, this is an absolutely ludicrous decision, that they don't learn that they're obviously Letterkenny being a gateway town, Sligo being gateway towns, that if towns are built to a maximum like that there, it's draining from their smaller towns, and it's going to leave a focus on the big towns and leave the smaller towns derelict. And I can't understand the logic of it at all.